You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday continued his catechesis on the theme of Christian hope at his Wednesday General Audience, saying the kingdom brought by Jesus at his birth calls us to be joyful heralds in a world that yearns for justice, truth, and peace. Devin Watkins has more.
Pope Francis focused his General Audience catechesis on the words of the prophet Isaiah.
Come sono belli sui monti i piedi del messaggero che annuncia la pace.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the one who brings good news. He said the prophet calls God's people to rejoice, for the Lord is near, bringing freedom from exile and the promise of renewal and redemption for the faithful remnant who continued to hope in God's word. Pope Francis noted how the prophet speaks not of the messenger, but of the messenger's feet. Comparing this to the spouse in the Song of Songs, he said,
Così anche il messaggero di pace corre.
So also the messenger of peace races to bring the proclamation of liberation, of salvation, and declaring that God reigns. The Pope said God's kingdom means that God has not abandoned his people and has not let them be overcome by evil, because he is faithful and his grace is greater than sin. And he went on, the fulfillment of so much love will be exactly the kingdom established by Jesus, that kingdom of pardon and peace, which we celebrate at Christmas and which is manifested conclusively at Easter. The Holy Father then laid out what he said are the reasons for our hope.
Quando tutto sembra finito.
When all seems over, when in the face of so many negative realities, faith grows weary and the temptation comes to say that all has lost meaning, he said, look to the good news brought by those quick feet. God is coming to make something new, to establish a kingdom of peace. God has extended his arm and brings liberty and consolation. Pope Francis went on to say that strengthened by this promise, we can face difficulties in the confident knowledge that God's reign has begun, and that we ourselves are called to be its joyful heralds in a world that yearns for justice, truth, and peace. This Christmas, he said, may we open our hearts to the message of salvation brought by the Christ child, the Son of God, who shows his great power by embracing smallness, weakness, and poverty. This, he concluded, is the surprise of a God who abandons greatness in order to draw near to each of us. I'm Devin Watkins.